Event 20B with the shortwave and scanner at listener's end. We're going to stand by for any emergency or priority traffic before we continue with the net this evening.
is Kilo Charlie 2 Sierra Yankee Hotel. Name is Phil in Glendale, Queens. No traffic.
Okay, we've had some doubles, and we had some who started talking before the repeater settled in, so I'll just go through what I have, and we'll try to get for those who missed out. All right, KC2QKS, I heard your voice, Frank. WA2SQ2. The next one was Dave, and it sounded like K2WR. Did I have that correct, Dave? Sorry, I'm not making out your signal, you very hard. Bob, did you catch that?
I'm too noisy. Station, back off the mic a little bit. Say your call slowly and phonetically.
KC2GIK, KC2BTT, W2LIE, N1MLZ, and KC2SYH. Anyone else?
KC1JOE, name is Joe, Bronx, New York. Good evening.
LV. Here is KC2LMH, Jim and Astoria. Good evening.
You dropped out in the middle of that, Bob.
It's just as a
penalty. Here is. Good evening to all on the net. Checking in for Portland.
Sorry, we had a double. Who was that?
Soviet 2 DEA.
We had a double. Who was that just checking in?
W2 DEA, right.
Okay, got your right. Alright, let's see. Justin, you said you had traffic? Halfway between the route, between here and there. Just curious, because that was a very strange message that went out, that all these aircraft had to fly at a particular level. Okay. I'm not sure if Mark's in there. I think he was trying to check it. NI2O, are you with us tonight? Okay, I thought he was trying to check in. Alright, also another message I got was an interesting frequency allocation in the federal band of VHF. 168.8875. Somebody thought that the traffic that we're hearing had to do with customs, immigration, and customs enforcement, ICE. But turns out that that frequency is actually a Department of Justice allocation. And in some areas of the country, they've actually heard FBI surveillance on that frequency. So you may want to just stick that in your scanner and let it sit there. It seems to be an APCO 25, but sometimes it's a clear side. So just throw it in the scanner anyway, and if something does happen, it should just pop up on you.
I've got a question, so be interesting too.
Operations there, that was Gucci. That was 2 years ago. Last year they didn't use that frequency.
The old green dot channel, which is now one of the MURS frequencies. That's a place to hunt, because MURS is license free. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if a bunch of different activities popped up in there that you wouldn't expect. Good hit bump. Is there somebody trying to check in?
Can you check?
Sorry, I'm not making up the bullseye. Try it again. Summer is a good time to listen to shortwave, especially utility frequencies in between the broadcast and, you know, they tend to associate that with, you know, wintertime. You know, it's darker over along the path and you can hear more. But there are still a few things that'll pop up, you know, especially having to deal with military or government agencies or aircraft or ship to shore. Here's a couple of things that you might want to latch on to. Everything in upper sideband, for the most part, 10.242 was the old Customs Over the Horizon Enforcement Network, also known as COTHEN, C-O-T-H-E-N. That was a scan 4 frequency, back when the hot thing was to scan these 10 different frequencies for drug interdiction work. Well, turns out 10.242 upper sideband is also used by the U.S. Coast Guard as well as Customs, because they're all part of Homeland Security now. You can find different agencies within Homeland Security sharing the frequency. With the U.S. Air Force, most are familiar with the frequency of 11.175 for the Global High Frequency System, GHFS. You hear a lot of aircraft on there, not just for Air Force, but also Navy stuff, some Army, you know, a lot of the military, even foreign military will check in with the worldwide network. But two other frequencies you might want to keep in mind, 8.992, sometimes it's used for phone patches, as well as just checking in. You know, confirming flight schedules and positions, things like that. Another one is also 11.232. And on that frequency, a lot of traffic you're going to hear is going to be with Trenton Military, which is not Trenton, New Jersey. It's actually in Canada. That's actually the Canadian version of the U.S. Network. But everybody, you know, takes care of each other, so you'll find American planes checking in on the Canadian frequency and British flights checking in on the U.S. frequency. So, you know, these are a few different ones. You just may want to pop into shortwave radio and listen to them. You'll hear, like I said, position checks, reports of things that may be wrong with the aircraft, you know, the writing of a report, or estimated time of arrival, or request for weather, or an actual phone patch to a base somewhere. Okay, time now is 9:26. Please stand by for additional check-in. And give people an opportunity to send an email if they can't get in. Again, the email address is nyzxa@yahoo.com.
ATC2, West by H, for your question.
Somebody was a half a syllable key up. Sound like possibly you don't have your PL tone turned on, you're just trailing it on somebody else's key up. You know, make sure you've got your PL code turned on. Is anybody else checking in late?
Zero pump. And stop. Take my home, bridge book. Luna, no traffic.
Who is that by the station? The audio is very weak. Get close to the microphone, please.
No traffic.
And your audio is sounding garbled, almost like it's voice over IP. Okay, now I figured it out. Your battery is dying. It's pulsing in and out.
I have a friend that told me that that traffic enforcement is getting vertex. Is that true?
I have no idea unless somebody sees one. Yeah, there's all sorts of rumors who's getting what model radio. Unless somebody actually sees it, we'll never know.
I copy that. I'm guessing you still didn't hear nothing on transit going UHF, right? PD and NYCT, right?
The Transit Bureau of NYPD will be going to UHF. All the radios that are being reprogrammed for EMS are having that put into the band plan. We just don't know exactly when they're going to do the switchover.
Alright, that's a copy. I appreciate the information. Alright. Well, you know, if you hear approximately what time is it going to come out, just let me know. And, you know, I appreciate that. Alright, I'll be listening on a Friday. KC2SYH.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, as soon as I hear something and it's a verifiable source, it immediately goes out. It's just a matter of the power that be it do it, when they're going to switch things in a certain direction or not. They're still doing testing on the UHF system that's trunked and on the conventional frequencies that will be used for the fire department. So there's testing going on all over the place. Most of it is concentrated on UHF. So it sounds like that they're working on their antenna systems, their remote receive and transmit sites, any type of radiac system, especially having to do with the subway system. So it's a concerted effort. And it's going to take a little bit of time. You know, we're hoping that they get it all done by the end of the summer. It might be the end of the year. You know, it depends on their budget, their timetable, and if they run into any problems.
All right, copy that. Yeah, thanks for the information there. Like I said, if you hear any, just let me know.
Anything additional in the email?
Nothing at all, Charlie.
Well, it's summertime. That's quiet down anyway. All right, hopefully everybody got the article I sent out a few days ago regarding some of the thoughts on the actual radios to be produced, of course, in China, for the DRM broadcast on shortwave. It's just another reaffirmation that they are coming, but you know, who knows when. We've heard stories for years now, and this time it seems to be a little bit more emphatic. These comments made at the National Association of Broadcast Convention held last month. So, and let's see. You know, if we're lucky by Christmas time, we may actually see a portable on the market that's not going to be that expensive, that will, you know, make it easier to carry around your DRM broadcast with you rather than running home to hook up to a computer. It's like anything in this entire hobby, whether it be shortwave, AM broadcasts, television, satellites, VHF, UHF, whatever. Things will change. And it will change at its own pace. And no matter how much we want it to, we're just going to have to sit back and wait for it to happen. And hopefully all the pieces fall into place. Okay, well, if there's nothing else, we'll cut this a little short tonight. And we'll say 7-3 to everybody, and we'll catch you here next Wednesday night. Also, a reminder, there are two other nets on this repeater system, Monday night at 8:30 for the Emergency Communications Group, and Thursday at 8 o'clock for the K2IRT club meeting on the air net. So, three nets running on this system, and we want to thank Richie and Lance and Tom for putting things together and keeping it running. And if there's any situations that come up, you know, just drop any of them a line, or if you can't reach them, drop me a note and I'll get a hold of them to let them know things need to be attended to. 7-3, and catch you next week. And so one will be clear.